This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I was struck by something I heard on the Pat McAfee show yesterday. Shams was on. Take a listen to this.
This is the most, I think, anticipation team executives have had over an offseason. I think this is going to be the craziest offseason of all of I don't want to say all time. We just came off a trade deadline. We just came off a trade deadline. I think what might have been, it was the craziest of all time. I think this offseason might be the most craziest ever. What you have right now is you have the parity
English
in the league.
English class sucks.
It's so thin right now. Like, as far as the thin line of what you can win a championship or you might be falling into the lottery. And I think the ability to go out there and improve your team and get there to championship level, I think that's on the minds of everyone around the league. So how can you elevate your team?
Did you hear the guy in the background go, English class sucks? Most craziest offseason ever.
Sounds redundant.
It does. It does. But I will never, ever, ever be the grammar police, because my grandma did it to me throughout my entire childhood, and it used to drive me nuts. So I won't do it. So, Sean, say it however you want to say it. Say it with your chest.
Yep.
It's the most craziest. It was the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. It's the most craziest offseason ever. But are the Warriors going to be a part of that? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Because while I think most of our fan base is running around screaming about Giannis right now, I don't really know what kind of maneuverability the Warriors actually have. It's not like they can go out there and sign big free agents. I don't even know how many are available. It's not like they can easily enter into Kevin Durant or Giannis trade scenarios. I'm much more leaning in the direction of, I think that this offseason is going to be, the Warriors need somebody who's tall. They would like somebody else who can shoot the three consistently and defend. And that may well, one or both of those things may well come from a Jonathan Kuminga sign and trade if they can find one. And that's about it.
Yeah.
Right?
Most likely.
They'll probably re-offer their mid-level exception to DeAnthony Melton again and something like that. And that's, you know, I don't know how satisfying that'll feel to people, but that's kind of what I'm anticipating.
Unless you go, you know, full-on crazy mode and you shop Jimmy Butler and you trade Jimmy Butler for a player like Giannis Antetokounmpo, and I don't think that that would be a trade that Milwaukee would be interested in, but if you wanted to do something huge like that, the Warriors could engage in that. Personally, if I look at it through Mike Dunleavy's eyes and Joe Lacob and Steve Kerr, I look at a team that got Jimmy Butler, and it worked with Jimmy Butler really, really well until Steph got hurt, so I wouldn't necessarily be trying to break that part of it up. So I do think the most likely move would be a Kuminga sign and trade, mm-hmm. and you bring in somebody like Cam Johnson. It's a name you and Grandy spent a whole day doing a show on. I was off that day, and he's still attractive, and he's makes in the low 20s, and he's the kind of lengthy, solid defender who can shoot the three type of a player. He would be your number two scorer on nights. He could be. And if he's your number three scorer, then you're probably loving it. I also think, and I mentioned Nikola Vucevic earlier, that to me is the kind of a player that, you know, he's only making $21 million and he is an older player, and you love older players here in Golden State. And
how are you getting him? Because that's a trade. That's not a free agent.
It would be a sign and trade type of deal. Like, and if it's Kuminga, maybe you could get Vucevic and another player. Because ultimately, I look at the Warriors going into next year, and you need probably three rotation players. If Kuminga leaves, I think your rotation needs to have three people in there.
I don't disagree with you. I just think that whoever this tall person is that the Warriors get, I'd like him to be good on defense. I'd really, really like him to be good on defense. I would rather have Steven Adams than Vucevic. And I don't even know exactly how Adams fits offensively with what the Warriors do, but he's so good on defense, or at least has that presence of rim protection. Vucevic just doesn't. He just doesn't have that. I don't think that that's the right player anymore. He is, as I put it to you when we talked about this earlier, an 888-957-9570. What do you want to see the Warriors do this offseason? Like, for real, we'd love to take some Warrior phone calls on that. What would you like to see him do? But I think Vucevic is just a really veteran refined version of Quentin Post, and y'all know what that looks like. Some nights he's hitting threes, sometimes he's not. And on defense, whoops, there goes the other guy. That's what it looks like. He's better.
He's much better, yeah.
Right, because he's older and he's been doing it for a long time. But he's not good. Not good on defense. He can score.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, your defense, even with what you had this year, was number one in the league since they got Jimmy Butler. So if you had Vucevic in there, then I don't think that your defense suddenly becomes bad, and it would keep Draymond Green from having to play the five a lot.
Well, that's the whole thing. You're right. They're a good defensive team already, but Draymond Green cannot be not even your most of the time center next year, I think. I don't think you – I mean, if we're going to dive into the analytics of what keeps guys healthy, that'd be my answer for Draymond Green. Not playing center all the time would be how you keep Draymond Green healthy and fresh and ready to play good basketball in the playoffs. You know, there were so many games in the playoffs where people didn't like the way Draymond was playing, and I wonder where that conversation fits into all of this. He wasn't hurt, so he was out there, but I think when you watched him guard Julius Randle, did he look tired to you? Because he looked tired to me. He looked worn down. So he wasn't hurt, so you can't use that. But it's you don't just need to be healthy. You also need to be fresh.
Fresh, yeah.
On some level.
Well, and you also, if you look at the Western Conference, you need somebody, like you were saying, who is tall and able to guard centers, because Draymond Green, great defender, elite defender, but he's 6'5". And so you're asking him to check Julius Randle, who is 6'9", 250. And if you look around the rest of the West, you've got a lot of those guys. Şengün at 6'11 is a tough cover, and Domas Sabonis at 7 feet in Sacramento. So you need to have a big guy who can go in there and defend some of these other big guys, because every team, Anthony Davis is still in the West, last I checked.
Oh,
and,
crap.
You know, you've got guys who we've kind of forgotten about because they didn't make the playoffs or they're not around.
Zubats!
Exactly. Zubats is a problem. He's a problem. You got no answer for Zubats.
I don't.
So all these teams, they've got a 6'10", 6'11 guy now, it seems, who can go out there and fill it up.
Can I wonder if other Warrior fans feel this way. I'm going to share something Shout out to my lovely Christy. This was always her reaction when we would sit and watch Warrior games together. And that's all we did. We turned every Warrior playoff game basically into date night. We're like, let's go there. Let's go there. Let's find a new place to watch a game. Okay, so we're watching all the games. And she doesn't watch them the way a lot of us do because we're like knee-deep, long-time Warriors fans. And we're watching the intricacies of the game. And she's just there to like, let's have some fun. Maybe they'll win. Let's have some beverages, you know? But this would be her reaction. The only time we actually went to the game was game six against the damn Rockets.
Yep.
Stupid loss. But this, she'd say this all the time. You're watching the game, and the Warriors, after Jimmy Butler, play like the two seed. They're really good. They're a good team. Their metrics are good. But when you watch the game, does it feel like they're good? Or do they just win the game? Here's what I mean by that. She would constantly just umbrella view the game, and she would go, oh, my God, the other team is so much better than us. They're so much more athletic. They're so much bigger. They're so much this. They're so much. It was constant to the point where there were moments where I would get kind of annoyed. I'd be like, you know, we win most of the games.
That's right.
Like I'd like be over here defending the Warriors. But she's not coming at a place of like, fire the coach. She's just like, just look. Look at the Rockets. They're flying all over the place. And we're like, Wait for us. We're trying to catch up and we're all small and just everything seemed so hard. And that's what even though maybe it didn't show up in the standings, I would like some of that to go away for Warrior basketball. I would like it to stop feeling so hard. Everything they did felt so difficult because they were at a deficit from the beginning. They were shorter or slower or older or whatever. It's actually kind of a miracle they would win as many games as they did.
Yeah, and that's a great way to summarize it, but the hard part is how do you go about doing that? Because if you look at what they already have on the books for next year, it's $170 million that you're going to be paying out, and that's not including Kevon or a Kuminga extension or GP2. All those guys were, you know, rotational for the most part this year, so you're going to need to replace them, and you don't have a lot of flexibility. So if you keep Kuminga, he's a young player who you would hope can go out there and play 75 games and eat up a lot of minutes. For me, the difficult part is twofold. One, you have an old team. And so, yes, you'd love to make it easier on them by not having Jimmy, Steph, and Draymond play a bunch of basketball. But the other piece of it is you're not good enough to go out and win without having Steph and Jimmy and Draymond play a lot of basketball. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of stuck. You don't have a draft pick in the first round. You don't have a lot of financial room. And you've got a young player who you could extend with his bird rights, but you may not want to give Jonathan Kuminga $30 million a year over 4 years.
No, you probably don't. And I don't know that you're going to have to. Literally, like, the first question for the Warriors this offseason can't even be answered in their own hallways. The first question for the Warriors this offseason is actually calling Brooklyn to find out what they think of Jonathan Kuminga. That's the first domino.
You probably already know.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if they tip their hand. But we need to know what Brooklyn thinks of Jonathan Kuminga. That's where everything starts. Because if Brooklyn is super in to Jonathan Kuminga, that's a little dangerous, but also intriguing. But if Brooklyn is not in on Jonathan Kuminga, then the Warriors have every single drop of leverage in the conversation because Jonathan essentially will have no expensive suitors if Brooklyn is not interested. And I have no clue. Everyone brings them up, but no one has ever, like, has anybody who reports on that team been like, and by the way, they really like him. All I hear is, well, they're the only ones who could do it.
Right.
I have no idea if they want to. And so that's, you know, that's a next month answer. But that's, to me, that's the first piece of information that sets the course for the whole offseason.
Right. And the other piece is then if Brooklyn is not willing to give him 30, 35, whatever that number is, million per year, well, then the Warriors have a couple of choices. They can you know, wait for the market to decide how other teams feel about Kuminga. And if they want to keep Kuminga and no other team is willing to give him more than $20 million a year, you could sign him for a much smaller number than Kuminga would want, and you can keep him. Or you find out there's a couple teams out there who really like him, so then you can sign him for a bigger number and trade him to those teams and get some of their money and their players back.
You know why I'm smiling? Is like, you know what we really still don't know? Like, we don't know. I don't know if the Warriors' first choice is for him to be on the team or not. I don't know.
Well, even at that, like,
I don't know.
I agree with you, but I think that it's more nuanced than that, because Steve Kerr, the coach, I think signaled to all of us how he generally felt about Kuminga by not playing him in very important moments down the stretch.
Yep.
Meanwhile, the owner, who ostensibly was a big proponent of drafting him in two timelines, even though he never used that phrase, I do think that Joe Lacob and various other Lacobs feel differently about Jonathan Kuminga than Steve Kerr's rotation would indicate he feels about Kuminga.
Right, although I do feel that that gets a little simplistic or glossed over in terms of what people think about Jonathan Kuminga, because that's like this general thing. Oh, Steve Kerr doesn't feel good about Jonathan Kuminga, I think is an incomplete sentence. I think Steve Kerr doesn't feel good about Jonathan Kuminga in this setting, with these teammates, with what Jonathan does really well. But what he does really well. And there are jobs out there, there are teams where that job is open. In other words, a ball-dominant scorer.
Yeah.
There are teams out there who have that job open. This isn't one of them. So that's the rub. But when you asked him the question, and he said, yes, if Jonathan's on the team, we're going into the lab in this training camp and try to figure out how that group can play together so that Jonathan actually could maybe be a starter or a key contributor on this team. But it's all predicated on if he's on the team. And simply the fact that they've talked openly, as they have, about him not being on the team, like, we don't know if he's going to be on the team.
Right.
And I'm sure Jonathan thinks about being elsewhere. When you talk about that publicly, I'm with you. It suggests to me that it's more than 50-50 that he's not on the team next year.
I think if he is on the team next year, it's because there were no sign and trade options that were amenable to what the Warriors are actually trying to do. I think that their top desire, in my opinion, would be for a team out there to say, yeah, we really, really want him. Let's make this work. And then the Warriors can sign him for whatever works for both parties and make the trade and get some assets in here that they need. And you mentioned what they need. You need a backup point guard. You need on-ball defense. You need three-point shooting. And you need somebody who happens to be really tall.
Tall.
And I don't know if you can check all those boxes, but those four things, to me, are what you need for the Warriors.
Yeah. I don't know if there's four roster spots open, though. That's the other thing, you know?
Depending on what you do with, you know, if Shams is right that this is going to be the most craziest, wildest, off-seasonist that we've ever seen, then, yeah, you might actually see multiple things happen.
Who else might he be talking about?
Like players or teams? Man, or
if Giannis and KD both move, that does not make it the most craziest off-season ever. That's just a couple big names on the move, and that's big. But what makes it the most craziest off-season ever? Who else? Who are we not thinking about? Can the Warriors get their hands on Miles Turner? Can we do that?
Maybe.
I'd like to do that. I would like for Miles Turner to agree to, you know, $28 million a year, and the Pacers are like, sure, we'll turn that into Jonathan Kuminga. Or Jonathan Kuminga and a piece, or a pick, or whatever. I'd be up for that.
I'd watch Devin Booker potentially on the move.
Really?
Yeah.
What makes you say that?
The Suns are stuck, and Devin Booker's the only one who can get them anything of future value in return.
You think they're keeping Kevin Durant?
I don't know what the hell they're going to do. They might trade both of them. But Devin Booker, they don't have any picks. Devin Booker's the guy who can replenish their picks and allow them to kind of start over.
Right, and Beal has the no-trade clause. I can just tell you that, like, to a Phoenix Suns fan, a Devin Booker trade would feel like a light version of Luka out of Dallas. Like, that's our guy. Don't do that.
Right.
Whatever you do, don't do that. And I'm not refuting your point, Grandy. They need to start over. I said it last year, and then they didn't do it. And they need to start over. They messed up, and they need to back their way out of this thing. But I sort of was under the, at least I'm still under the impression that they're going to try to turn Kevin Durant into probably a couple of young players and a pick or two. But I don't know. You know, I don't know. And Giannis does get in the way of Kevin Durant because the same teams that might want Durant might want Giannis. And so now you kind of got to do that thing where you get in line and wait for one thing to get figured out until your situation can get figured out.
You may see, I mean, a lot of shuffling of big names. Miles Turner, incidentally, is a free agent in this offseason, and I don't think the Warriors will be able to afford him.
No, but there could be sign-and-trade action, as is often the case with free agents.
Right. I don't know if that, I mean, he's a great player. I don't know if that would be financially a fit. If Indiana would want Kuminga at $27 million a year and the Warriors would then bring in Miles Turner, I mean, I would love it because Turner is exactly the kind of guy that they need.
Or if you attach something to it.
Yeah, you'd have to. Mm-hmm. You know, you start attaching picks and all that. So I do think that the Warriors are going to be aggressive in this offseason as they were at the trade deadline, you know, to bring in Jimmy Butler. And we talked about Kevin Durant. Could they be zeroing in on Durant? And reportedly Kuminga was going to be a part of that trade to Phoenix. So I don't think that the Warriors are just going to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Sit on their hands this offseason.
Doesn't feel like them. But I just don't. I don't know what their maneuverability is, and when I listen to Shams say that, it starts my mind kind of spinning in terms of, well, where else could this go that we're not thinking about right now? And the point he made, by the way, is a good one, which is that the reason it's not because there's necessarily just stars all lined up that are going to move. It's because there is a truckload of teams right now who all think they've got a shot. I don't remember a time in my lifetime where there was this much parity in the NBA.
Never. Never.
The Pacers are going to go to the finals. The Pacers.
And likely the Thunder.
And what's it? Well, that. But that's kind of expected. They're the one seed.
Right, but.
Like, we sat here and we're like, well, the Cavs are playing the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. Book it. And neither of them got there.
Yep.
And so I think that's really jarring to teams because they're like, ooh, I mean, the Warriors are one of them. Even though they're the old guys on the block, like, don't you feel like, well, the Warriors, they're in the mix. If things fell a certain way, they might have a legit shot at winning this thing. And I think that there's like 10 teams who feel that way.
This will be the seventh consecutive season where a different team wins the NBA championship. And that will be a record. The previous one was 1975 to 1980. You had six different teams, including the Warriors, win the NBA championship. And now here you are. It's guaranteed that a new team, not one of the previous six, it's going to be a seventh team. And you could look at next year and think that it could be an eighth, because if Indiana doesn't win it, if OKC doesn't win it, well, they're going to be back intact next year. And so the parity thing that you're mentioning is absolutely unprecedented in the association.
I mean, go through the teams and see how many of them think they legitimately could break through next year. Does Cleveland feel that way?
Yeah.
Of course, right? Boston wants to get back on top. The Knicks feel like they could win. The Pacers feel like they can win. The Bucks are a flux team because they may be shipping their star out. I bet the Detroit Pistons would like another whirl at this thing. They probably feel like maybe next year.
A couple years for them, I think. Yeah. They might feel a little Houston Rockets-ish for me.
Yeah, they're a little older, more seasoned than the Rockets.
A little bit.
You know what I mean?
And their star is better than the Rockets' lead guy.
They have a guy who you can just give the ball to. So that's at least five teams in the East, and I'm leaving out the teams like the Orlando Magic, who are probably like, well, no, you think like we're going to come of age here and whatnot. And then in the West, it's even more, you know, from OKC, Houston. I don't know exactly what LeBron's going to do, but throw the Lakers in there, the Nuggets for sure, the Clippers for sure, the T-Wolves for sure, the Warriors for sure, the Grizzlies for sure, the Mavericks would like to get healthy, the Kings are adorable, the Spurs. Maybe they think next year's the year. That's probably early, but they've got pieces. So all of those teams think that they're viable. That's a lot of teams. And so I think that's just going to make people very, very aggressive.
Agreed. And you look at this year in the East, it's the 3 seed going up against the 4 seed.
Yep.
And in the West, it's the 1 seed.
Against the six.
Yeah. And it could have been the 7. And you look at the history of NBA seeds in the playoffs, and you go back to like the 80s and 90s, and it was usually the 1 against the 1 or the 1 against the 2. You're hard pressed to find a lot of years where there's been this much upheaval in the seeds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.